Thangin Podcast would like to appreciate everyone who has listened and watched our episode. On behalf of the podcast, we would like to encourage every one of you to follow and subscribe to us using whichever medium you choose to listen to us. This increases our outreach and makes us bring bigger and better guests for amazing stories. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Thangin Podcast. Today, I'm joined by the amazing, beautiful Veronique Romney, who is an influencer, she's a model, she's a content creator here doing big things in China. Miss Veronique Romney, you're welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much, thank you. I'm honored to be here.
Okay. In my own, you know, interacting with people here and there, many people have watched your videos so much. And I want to give you your flowers first.
Thank you so much. I didn't know that. Sure, I thought just I'm doing it.
No, trust me. Many people watch your videos, so kudos to you. But for someone who may be listening right now, who may not know you, how would you introduce yourself?
First, maybe I say like my name is Veronica. Like the full name is Veronica. That's my real name. Mm. But on here on WeChat channel I use Veronique Romney. That's my social on WeChat channel. And on Instagram, for those who knows me from Instagram, I use Veronis_180. Then I'm an influencer, I'm a content creator and an entrepreneur. So I can say that's who I am.
Nice. I never knew you're an entrepreneur. Really?
In this life, if you want to be an entrepreneur, what else will you be? Like, I think everyone has, like, you can find maybe someone is a student and then also an entrepreneur. Someone is doing this and also an entrepreneur. It's like, and being an entrepreneur, it's like a backup.
Hey, so basically, you're finding things to survive here and there.
Sure, that's how it is, yeah.
Okay, amazing. So, as I earlier said, you're a model here in China. So, I want to just ask about that aspect of your career. What inspired you to be a model and how do you find it so far?
What I can say about modeling, like, from the very beginning, like way back, I used to, like, being a model, like, competing in this competition, like Miss Tanzania, because I'm from Tanzania, so like being Miss Tanzania, when I see people doing modeling, being in competition with like this career of modeling, then I was like, I think this is my passion, this is what I want to do when I grow big. So that's where I started like dreaming being a model, doing a modeling since way back then. But as way I grew up, and then so many things came up, like I started knowing some other people who are like very close, so like people who can I can really even talk and ask about modeling, so things like that. So through that made me like saying like I really want to be a model, I really want to do modeling. So even when I came here in China and then I saw people, many people there, like there were a lot of opportunity here in China in modeling, I can say that so far, because some of them, you can see people are posting maybe in their social, they're doing modeling. So through that, it's really inspired me to start following the modeling career. But I can say for me, I just like being doing modeling, but how can I say it? But when I think things started to change in my way when I started doing modeling, I started like, I didn't want, like things changed. I didn't want to be a model exactly, like doing modeling exactly. I started thinking on other way of doing modeling, like being an influencer. So I started like twisting it a little bit from modeling to an influencer. So from there, like I didn't concentrate much on modeling, though. So I started doing modeling here And then from when I started like changing my mind, that's when I say maybe I'll move from modeling then to influencer. But I think modeling is a really great work, really great work. Especially in China, there's a lot of opportunities. Like I see people getting it and then people are doing very well modeling. So that's I can say about modeling. And then you also asked me about opportunities. One thing about opportunities, though there are a lot of people doing modeling, especially here in China, because we're in China right now. I will talk more about China. But I think it's just by luck. I can say it's luck, sure. Maybe luck, good if you get luck, if you have luck and then good opportunities, good profile, then you're good to go. That's I can say there strategies or like opportunities for here in China. Because most people are doing modeling here in China. Let's say example, people are doing modeling here in China, but different from one agency to another agency. Like other agents will tell you like they want someone who is like this tall, like a certain shape, body shape, something like that. Like the height should be exactly this like maybe 170 centimeter. So, but other agents, or you can see other people who are doing modeling, some of them, they're short. Some of them, they have the certain body type. Some of them, maybe they're fat. I'm talking in a good way. Maybe they're fat. Them, they're slim. Some of them are short. So it doesn't really, they don't really have like a certain category that you have to fit in. But as long as you have a good profile, then you're good to go. You get opportunities and then people can hire you here in China. I think that's the very good strategy if you want to be if you want to do modeling here. You just have to have a good profile. Other things doesn't matter that much because like things are different because we can see even during COVID here in China, like things in modeling started change. Like there were a lot of changes in modeling career. So like most models, like how can I say it? Like most people who are doing modeling, most of them you could find like they are in like large size, plus size, we can say.
Yeah.
So through that time, like those who have like plus size, those who are plus size, they got a lot of jobs during that time for modeling. So like things are changing in you. They don't like it's not like exactly things has to be this way. So that's why you get modeling career. You get into modeling career. So it's just if you have a good profile and then market needs you and how you put yourself out there, expressing yourself when you're doing the job, then that's it. That's how the strategies for you to do modeling here in China, I can say. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. But are there these issues of, because I usually see them where they prefer the white skin over the black skin, so black models don't have the same opportunities as the white guys?
They do. I think we are in China, Sha. We are in China. That's they will have this kind of thing. So like modeling, like when you're white, even the payment are different. When you're white, that means they will pay you more than when you're black. So and then they prefer more white. I don't know. Maybe because the market needs that, or it's just them. I didn't know what happens here in between, but. Oh, you can also see the black models are getting like they're getting works here in China and doing modeling. Also, the whites also they're getting works. So it's just like you just have to try because markets are there and people are getting works. You can see many black models are getting works and then they're doing really well in this modeling. Some of them are working with Shein. Some of them are working with other brands, even like the brands for international brands, but here in China, yeah, it's just like that. So if you say maybe, okay, well, they prefer white people to do modeling than black people, but you can also see black people getting wax. So you if you're doing modeling, you don't have to say like they just prefer this white people and not black people, so I won't get a job. But black people are still getting job, and then they're still getting the payments, and then they pay well. So what will be your excuse? You just be out there. You just have to try your best. Even though the white people are getting jobs, you can't like you can't avoid it, or you can't say, because you can't say like you're not the one to say like white people should stop getting jobs. So that's it. You're black, then it happens to be that you're black, and then you just have to do your best and then put yourself out there, do the most, and then when they see you, then you're doing the most in this industry, then you get more jobs. Yeah, I'm sure you will do. Just try hard, and then you don't give up. You reach somewhere. Yeah, you reach somewhere. You reach somewhere, but sometimes it's not easy. Yeah, it's not easy, but you just have to do your best. Yeah.
So let's go to the aspect of your career which almost everyone knows you for, and that's the being a content creator with your videos on WeChat especially. So tell me about it. Why you started it? Why you focus on that type of content?
When you think content creator, I think that title is too heavy. It's too heavy.
It is.
From what I do make beauty content, from makeup, from hairstyle, things like that. Yeah, to fashion. But mostly in WeChat, my WeChat channel, I do mostly about makeup. My content mostly there about makeup. So like how I started, how should I say it? I don't know. Like I really started way back, like in 2021, I think so. If not 2022, like early 2022. Like that's how I started also my WeChat. That's when I started my WeChat channel. I started my WeChat channel, and then at that time there were a few like Africans in the WeChat channel. It was like the very first time when they opened this WeChat channel. Like there are not a lot of Africans in WeChat channel. So I said like let me, and then it was during Corona. So I said let me just do it for fun. So I started like posting, some videos, but I was not that I was doing it for fun. So you can find posting, then I'm not posting for 3 weeks. And then I'll post again. I'm not posting for a month. And then I quit. Like I said, let me stop. And then I was like, I started thinking like, what can I do in this WeChat channel so that I can be consistent in this WeChat channel? So I said, let me take my time. Let me start like discovering like what I want to do. Let me think what I want to do in this WeChat channel so I can be consistent and then posting the content. Because you know, posting in WeChat channel, it's easy if you are outgoing person, like if you're outside most of the time.
Yeah, true.
If you have like things to do outside, even if maybe you're inside, maybe you have interesting life. But for me, my life is not that interesting at all. It's not that interesting at all. So I was like, let me try to make my WeChat channel. I don't have something to show, like to be showing throughout the year that I can be consistent throughout the year, through like about my life. Maybe I'm outside, I do this. So like I have the same cycle every day. Maybe I wake up, I do this, like that every day. So I said, what should I do? And then one thing that came to mind is like makeup. I said, let me just start doing makeup. And then funny enough, I didn't even knew how to do makeup when I started my WeChat channel. And then I decided to do makeup because I wanted to learn how to do makeup. So I said, I told myself that I will start from scratch. Let me start learning how to do makeup, and then I'll be posting the videos. So that's how I started about doing makeups and everything. So as days goes on, like it became more fun for me to do makeup because I wanted to learn about makeup, doing makeup, and then some other time to do it for my friends, things like that. So then things became more interesting for me when I'm doing makeup. Then I try to learn new things. Like every day I was improving on my makeup skills. So that's how it started. And that's how I started from doing my contents in WeChat. So I just started it like first at very beginning, I started for fun. Then I changed it. I said, let me take it serious. And then let me find the exactly content what I want to post. Like every day, every time, every week, maybe I have something to post on my WeChat channel. So that's how I started. What else did you ask me?
I asked why makeup videos? Why did you choose that niche?
Oh, that's the story behind. It's because I wanted to learn how to do makeup. So when, yeah, and then I thought, what I thought for myself, like, what will I do for me, like, to keep on doing the makeup and then to keep on improving on myself on how to do makeup. So I wanted to do better. So then I said, if I start this channel and then posting like makeup content, this will keep me up, like doing every time. So it will make me like having time for myself, creating time for myself to do this because I have to post. So I will have to do makeup by force, by fire. I'll have to do makeup because I have to post. So through that way, it also makes me to improve my skills, my makeup skills, because I didn't know how to do makeup at all. So I started that way until here now. Here we are. I just wanted to do the best in what I do. So that's also, I can say, what also inspires me until I'm here today.
Nice. It in fact looks like you've already done your makeup, like you're already good at it already.
No, I know. No, you can even, I think I have like my very first videos on Witcher channel. I think I didn't delete that one. I have my first videos on Witcher channel when at those years, I don't know, I can say 2 years ago when I started doing this, I used to do it and then I put filters on my video. Some of my video have filter because if you could see my skills like on face to face, you could say, what are you doing? What are you doing, girl? What are you doing? Please stop. So because some of my video have filters, I think two of my videos has filter. So at that time I used to do it because I say, if I post this like raw without filters, without anything, no one will like this content. No one will like this content. So from there slowly, and then I started to see like, what am I going wrong? What am I doing wrong? What other people are doing? How are they improving? Then I started following these people on Instagram, like those. There are some of few girls, I started following them on Instagram. So those people like really inspires me because I look up to them and then I look at their work and then how they're doing it, how their makeup skills is. Like some of the time they post tutorials, so I try to follow it. So through that helps me like to improve my makeup skills. And then because I wanted also to do my best, I had also to learn it. Sometimes I got on YouTube, started looking like how to do eyeliner, different eyeliners. So I keep on jumping into these challenges, trends, mostly on Instagram. There are a lot of like challenges for us, like the content who are doing makeup. There are a lot of challenges. So like the trends, I look up to the trends and then I jump on the trends. So through that helps me to improve on my makeup skills until here today. I can say I know what works for myself, I know what works for my face. If I do this, then I know, if I do this on my makeup, like on my face, then I know it will bring good results, like my makeup will be very, very good. If I do this, and then I'll know I'll be messing up. So that's how I did. And then also through my friends, like sometimes when we go out, they ask me like, please can you help do our makeup? So I try do their makeups, though sometimes it wasn't that good, because most of the time when I do my makeup, I practice it on my face. I don't know if you get me, because yeah. So most of the time I do it on my face, so it's easy for me to know what works for me than what works for my friend, because most of the time I use my face. If I go wrong, maybe if I try today doing this kind of makeup, and then if I went wrong today, and then the next day I will know like what I did yesterday, it wasn't good, so I will change. So it was easy like to do my own makeup very well because I was playing with my face very like most of the time than my friends. So it's because my friends, when I do their makeup, it's only occasionally, because maybe we're going out or we have some party or we have birthdays we have to attend, so that's what the time when I have to do my friends' makeup at that time. But for now, I can say I know some strategies that will work for me and for other people maybe who are coming to me like to ask to do their makeups. So that's how it is.
Nice. So in the future, would you want to do a makeup studio in the future? Or you just
sure,
want to make the
sure,
content?
Sure. I think that one is also one of my like my I can say my like my the most goal I want, like doing the, something about beauty, everything about beauty, like makeup, doing like anything that girlish things, like doing lashes, because I also from that time and then I started doing makeup, and then I also learned how to do hair. Sometimes I know how to, like I know how to lay my hair, like to lay my hair, not styling, not in the style, I don't know that much, but I know how to lay my hair, and then also lay other people hair, like, and do simple styles for wigs. Yeah, for wigs, because most of the time in most of my video I do with wigs. I wear a lot of wigs, so I know I had to learn also how to do hair, because I was doing it for myself, and then I have to post the video, so I have to know how to do the hair. So I would love to maybe to open a studio that I'll be doing makeup, hair, eyelashes, anything that involve being like being beautiful, involve that girl has to do their beauty things, then I would love to do that.
So far in your content creation journey, what has been your successes so far? Your point where like, yeah, now I'm starting to make it.
How can I say it? Like my success? I can maybe I can say it because when I started doing this, when I said, you remember I told in the first that I started this, and then I said let me be serious on this, and then started being serious on Wucha channel and post like being posting content like back to back. I had my goals. I said let me put some goals for myself. So when I reach some of the goals, then I'll know, like I'm not like, at least I'm moving. It's not I'm stuck in the one place. So what I can say, maybe the in terms of success, I can say when I started like ticking my goals, when some of my goals were coming to reality, like I saw maybe I wrote something and then I saw I want to reach here one day, and then at first I knew like maybe it was impossible, but when the time goes on and then some of my goals were I kept for myself, I saw them like they're coming to reality. So I started doing that, like when I started seeing that, then I said maybe at least I'm moving, at least I'm moving, I'm not stuck in one place. So I had like long-term goals and short-term goals. So some of my goals, like most of my short-term goals, I've reached most of my short-term goals. I'm now trying to reach my long-term goals. So that's I can say how I can say that's when in terms of success, that's when I saw like I'm really trying to do well in this, in like this content.
Nice. So you are an influencer. So I want to ask, have you worked with brands before?
Yeah, I do. I did work with brands, few brands, and also I'm still working with other with there's this brand I'm also working with until now. Like I'm working with this, it's a skincare brand, but they deal most with like they are selling body wash, like scrubs, things like that. They have their wipes, like makeup wipes for removing makeups, wipes for removing makeups, and then what else do they have? Oh, they have their lotion. Yeah, so I'm still working with that brand. It's called FMGC skincare. It's also on Instagram. So I'm still working with that brand. I'm also like the face of the brand in that, yeah. So in my influence, that I am really proud of that. In terms of being an influencer, yeah, I'm still working with that brand. Also, I've worked with other brands too, but this one is current one. Like I've been working with them like for 2 years now. Yeah.
So do you think it's easier for, influencers to have those gigs? And what should they do for them to have those gigs like what you're having?
I don't, if we say things are easy, like I would really be lying, because you go see things doesn't come easy at all, you know, in anything that everyone is doing. I don't think like things are coming easy. Even in any other things, I don't think things are coming easy if you don't put yourself there or work for yourself.
Yeah,
if you're really putting hard work or trying to be there, like, because for us, if we, for us, like an influencer, I can say it, I can call myself right now an influencer. For us, like, you have to put yourself there. You have to show yourself, like, you're doing something so that other people can see or other brand can see what you're doing. Because if you just be saying and then not doing anything, no one will see you. No one will see you. No one will see you. No one will come to you. Like, no one will ask you about anything. But if you're trying to do something for yourself, if you're trying to put yourself out there, trying to do things, people are like, there will always be people who are looking up to you. That's what I believe. Like, people will see you, even if some of them won't come to you, but they'll see what you're doing. And then even if other day, maybe they'll have something, maybe they want someone to work with, they will remember, oh, there's someone, maybe we saw someone is doing similar thing, like this, what we want. So maybe they'll come and talk to you. So if you're not putting yourself out there, then don't expect anything. Things doesn't come that easy. You have to work for yourself, sure. You really have to work for yourself. That's
so
how.
So the advice you'd give influencers is put yourself out there. Then
put yourself.
God's grace, they'll reach out to you.
It's by God, we can say, yeah, by God grace, also by you're working. Like, you have to work hard too for yourself. But you like, when I mean like putting yourself out there, I mean, like, you have to show that you're doing something. That's what I mean. Yeah, show that you're doing something. If you're an influencer, try to show that you're doing something about influencing. That's how you get people who want an influencer. If you're working for, maybe if you are, and maybe for writers, for other people, like maybe writers or for the singers, you have to sing. You have to be out there. People know that you're singing. So singers or other people who have works for related to that, they will follow you. Because if maybe you're an influencer and then you're putting yourself out there with irrelevant content, people will portray, like, will not portray you as an influencer. They will portray you according to your content that you're putting out there. So you have to be really working hard for yourself. You put yourself there for exactly what you do or for exactly what you want for yourself. So that's how people will reach you. If someone will need an influencer, they will know. From maybe they have been following you and then seeing that you are advertising for other brands or doing this for yourself, even if you don't have brands like reaching out to you yet, like trying to work with them, then try to do something. Because at first I remember when I started like wanting this influencer thing, I started, like, I was saying for myself, like, what should I do? Like, how should I reach the brand? Like, you can text a brand. I used to text like other brands, like to DM them, like, like, I am an influencer. I do this and this. Maybe they should, and we should try to work together so I can influence their brand. But they won't send you the products just because you told them you're an influencer. What are you doing for yourself? So what I was doing for myself, I can say, I tried doing some other things for free, like some of the advert I used to do for free. That's my way. I'm not advising like any other person, like, you should go there out doing things for free. If you don't want to do that, don't. If you know that you can do something else better, then do what you think for yourself. But for me, that was my way. And then other way, like, was trying, like, I will buy some products using my own money. And then I'll come to my channel, like, putting the, I will rate the content, the stuff that I bought. But I use my money, and then I will advertise it, the product out there, and then I will even tag them. So, but I use money to pay for it, yeah. So, but I just wanted to do something that will put me out there, and then, like, I'm doing this, like, to show people this is what I do. So, but because... If I'll just still be sitting and then thinking for myself, I am an influencer, brand will reach out to me. But how will the brand reach out to you if you're not showing relevant content of what you're doing? So you
yeah,
have
true.
You have to at least put out there, this is what I do, and then the brand will see how you're doing it. Will they like what you do? And then from there, if they like what you're doing, then they'll try to work with you, and then they'll try to talk to you, and then you go through all the process. So for me, it was like that. So I bought like few of the products, and then I start advertising it there outside. So I'll buy some things, and then I'll come to my channel. I'll start like giving the review about the product, and then I'll like suggest to some people like you should try this out, something like that. So and then I'll tag the brand, even though I was paying it with my money. So that's how I started it. And then later when I knew that I made like a brand for myself, like now I've grown for myself. I really tried for myself. And then I started saying, no, I'm not accepting any free deals from now on. So I changed because I just wanted to be out there and then people to see what I'm doing. And then so other brands to contact me and then to work with them. So when I saw like I've accomplished or I've reached that step, when I've put something like some value in my name or in my brand, then I started to change. So from doing things for free, and then I changed, and then so other brand will contact me, and then I give you the price. If you're okay with it, then we can go on and work with it. We can also go on and do our work together. So that's how it is. And then the other thing, I think I do really take what I do serious. Like I really do what I do. I really take it serious, from creating content, things like that. Even working with a brand, I would put my all when I have something. Like if a brand came reaching out to me and then want to work with me, or if I'm creating content, I will put my all in that thing. So I do what I do take what I do serious. So that's
nice. Also
me like to improve for myself, and other people see like I'm really improving, because other people, they cannot tell you like you're doing a great job. That's how we are. People cannot come and tell you that you're doing a great job. It's like very rare. Like few people will come and tell you maybe you're doing a great job, but not all will come and tell you that you're doing a great job. But some people will see what you're doing, and they'll see that you're doing good. So that's how it is. You have to accept it and then move on.
Nice. I really like the way you've explained it, and give us the insight with that word of being an influencer. Nice. I appreciate that. My last question to you would be, through your journey as an influencer, model, entrepreneur, content creator, and what you've seen, what would be your advice to the youth who would be listening in?
My advice, like I think as I said before, everything, I think you should try to put yourself out there. Don't compare yourself with other people, with others like who are doing the same, who are in the same line of work. That's the very, if you start comparing yourself with other people who are doing the same with you, like that's a real turn off for yourself. Because if you start comparing yourself, you'll see like yourself, you're not moving or you're not doing anything.
Yeah.
But the difference is like you can see you started doing the same work, maybe you're in the same line of work with someone who started that. Maybe let me give an example. Maybe now I'm doing youth content, or I'm being an influencer. I started this journey maybe in 2022, and then I will start comparing myself with someone who started that journey 10 years ago. There will be different. There's a clear difference there. Because someone who started that journey 10 years ago might be more successful than me who started like 2 years or 3 years ago. So if I started comparing myself with someone who started a very long time ago, it would be like,
putting yourself down.
Sure, yeah, I'm putting myself down, and then I'll see like I'm not moving, how things are not moving. But I should not have to like compare myself with someone who is doing, like who has been in that game for very long. So people should not compare themselves with other people, even if other people, maybe the other people, they are in the same line of things that they do, or in different line, in different career, or I can say that. So just be yourself, put yourself there, everything will work out. It's just a matter of time. If you're really working hard, everything will work out. It may take time. First of all, I don't like this advice. Like this, I told you, everything will work out. I don't like it for myself. I know when someone is telling you everything will work out, and then you're seeing like things are not working out.
Yeah.
Like it, you will not like it. But if you're really working hard, I'm sure hard work pays. It may take time, but I think things will work out. So no matter what you do, try not to compare yourself and try to put your all in whatever you do. Like try your best. Try really your best. And make sure that you work hard for yourself and for your business or for whatever you do. Then things will come there, things will work out there. And there are also some other time, people should also know this. Like there are also some other time, even for those people who are successful, or those people who they think that they're doing real well, there are also some time when those people really don't know what they're doing for themselves. But other people see that like they're doing well. There are also sometimes those people they are looking up to, they lose interest in what they do. They stay unmotivated. So, but like us who are looking up to them, we don't see those things. We just know that they are doing well. So we should also know that there is those times that when someone will feel like things are not moving, like I lose interest, like I'm unmotivated. There are also those times, but you should just try to put yourself there. Try to do your like to really hard work, to work hard. Just cry, but come back to work. That's how it is.
Yeah.
Cry, but make sure you get up. Don't give up. Cry, make sure you get up, and do things for yourself. But other thing, I think you should have goals for yourself. Yeah. If I believe that if you have goals for yourself, if maybe I'm starting doing this job or doing this thing or business, and then I put my goals there. I want this in my business. I want this in my business. I want this, 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 and this. That will make you, that will push you. Because when you look at things that you want for your business or for the thing that you're doing, when you look at the thing that you want, then you say, I still didn't reach this thing, like this goal. So I have to try hard. But if you won't have any goals for yourself or for the thing that you're doing, then you will like be, you will not know like where you're going exactly. Maybe you might have it in your mind, that's where you want to go. But if you don't put down your goals, I think some other time you might be out of the line, like they say, you might be out of the track. But if you have some goals, even if you go out of the track, you will know where you have to like, you know how you have to change direction, then this is where you have to follow. So I think putting out, like writing out your goals should be like the most important thing in what you do. That will help you like and motivate you in whatever thing you do. Because if also put out your goals, some other time you will be coming back to your goals and then you start ticking out like this, I've achieved this goal. Maybe these are the goals that remained for me to achieve in this business. So that will be like the more thing that will put you on the track again if maybe in any way you are lost during the way. So I think those will be my real advice. I think those are the biggest advice. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much, Veronica. Thank you so much for passing by and sharing insights on your career. We appreciate it.
Thank you too. Thank you for inviting me in this podcast, and I hope you people keep on doing this work. You're really doing well. I've seen other podcasts and I've listened to other podcasts too. Like people are doing really good job for themselves. Yeah, you're doing well with your podcast. At least you can hear some other people's ideas, and then from listening to other people, you can see what you have to change for yourself. Like what you have to improve for yourself, what you're doing wrong for yourself. It gives you like more of ideas on what to do. Maybe you can find people are in the same career with you or the same things. So you can see what someone else is doing and then what also can I do to improve myself. So you're really doing well for us. You're really doing well for us.
Thank you.